Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Now, we're referring back to Hanukkah, which is over by a couple of weeks already.
Or it hasn't yet occurred for next year.
Okay. Right. But we're referring back to Hanukkah, and we're talking about how the Maccabean Revolution rebels came against Antiochus Epiphanes, and here's the good part. And after 3 years of great bloodshed, their rebellion succeeded and they won back the Holy Temple. Now, here's where they're looking to say, this temple's been desecrated, it's been trashed, we need to clean it up, but they wanted to get started right away. So they put oil in the lampstand that was to burn night and day before the Lord. And the legend goes that even though they had only 1 day of pure oil left, and it takes 8 days to purify the new oil, they did it anyway in faith. And the story goes that the oil burned for 8 days. Our God's able to do that.
Sure. And it burned for 8 days, thus the celebration of Hanukkah for 8 days. But the name Hanukkah that Jesus himself celebrated, we read in the Gospel of John, that Hanukkah means Feast of Dedication.
And it's that dedication because of the dedication of the Holy Temple, rededication of the Holy Temple. Now, what was the Holy Temple? Well, it was something God put on earth for his holy purposes.
It was a place where you could meet with God, where God literally dwelt.
Mm-hmm. And for God's holy purposes. But it was desecrated. And then the Maccabean revolt came, and they retook the temple and rededicated the temple to the original holy purposes for which God intended it. Now, you see that, friends? That's a pretty simple concept there. It was desecrated, they won it back, and then they fixed it up and rededicated it. Right, at the cost of great bloodshed, a high price of bloodshed.
So, friends, what is the application today for us?
Don't we not know that our bodies are a temple for the Holy Spirit of God? We were fashioned by God for his holy purposes.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 19.
We were fashioned for his holy purposes, but what happened? There is none who are without sin.
All of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. We've all been desecrated, Jeff, been polluted by the world. Even though we strive to follow God in everything we do, in our thoughts, in our actions, loving God with all our hearts, mind, and strength, this world, this Greek-thinking world, this Hellenistic, this humanistic world pollutes us.
And so the original purpose for which we were fashioned has been taken out of us. We've given it up. We, as flesh human beings, are sinners. We've messed up. But what did God do?
Bless God. He has provided a covering, an atonement, a cleansing for us.
So that our bodies can be, our very being can be rededicated to him, just like the Holy Temple at Jerusalem.
But it took blood, Jeff.
A great price, the greatest price of blood shed ever, 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 even greater than the Maccabean Revolution. The blood of our Messiah was shed for the atonement of our soul, and that bloodshed allows us now to come back to God's original purpose for us, to be holy unto him.
To be holy to God, to be a place where God's glory shines through, that we would be a place that's attractive to other people, and that other people would be drawn to the one true living God because of the holiness, the weight of holiness of the living God in our rededicated spirits.
Amen. So Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, the Festival of Lights, both of those point right to Jesus. Our bodies rededicated to God because of the bloodshed of Jesus, just like the Holy Temple was rededicated to God because of the bloodshed of the Maccabean Revolution. And letting our light so shine, the Festival of Lights, we serve the God of Light, who told us that we're to be a light to the world. Jesus, our Messiah.
Hallelujah. We are Messianic Minutes. We would love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us through our website, messianicminutes.com.
If you're listening anywhere in the world, give us a buzz and let us know through messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichinu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob.